What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
That's right, wake up.
And will it let me say, let me say. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Each Friday, people got to wake up.
Yeah.
It's a sleepy in here.
It's a Sixers crowd.
You know the song.
Not going to be much buzz in the...
Don't act like you don't know the song.
In the Wells Fargo tonight. Might not be a playoff crowd.
Everybody knows a lot of kids tonight. A lot of little kids.
It's like a preseason
They're
Eagles
just happy
game.
To be
yes.
here, yeah.
Yep. What is it? Donovan Chespat. To correct the Schrodinger's cat.
I'm shocked.
Though I don't think it's going to make a difference to you.
Yes.
It's not whether the cat is in the box or not. It's
Shut
whether the cat.
Up.
What? Do you want me to correct myself or no?
Yes.
It's whether the cat is alive or dead.
That's a big difference, Spike.
Well, but no, but it's the same thing applies that the cat is neither alive or dead until you open the box.
Okay.
And what happens when you open the box?
That reality, when it is observed, changes the nature of reality. So something that is, I'm telling, that's what it is, that the observation of reality changes the nature of reality.
Just because there's a cat in a box?
No, just because you saw it. That there is a...
I'm going to stab myself with this.
I know.
Bottle.
You don't want to keep doing it.
Not you. I'm going to stab myself.
Okay.
Myself.
Don't stab yourself. You got one of these still left to do.
That's right.
Mm.
I am buzz.
Just hit it.
Yeah.
A tradition unlike any other. Ike Reese on the Masters.
Better late than never.
Wow.
Doesn't matter, buzz.
Hey, are we going to do this on Monday, too, to recap the weekend?
It's a must.
Yeah.
I think Jack is saying yeah. Oh, Jack is saying yes.
Maybe
yes.
Not every 30. No.
Yeah, we only need
maybe
it once.
One time. Okay.
Yes. Maybe we do it once at 3:30.
All right. Yes. All right, you guys are taking away from my time.
All right. Yeah.
All right, nothing's changed at the top of the leaderboard. Justin Rose is still there at -8. DeChambeau has closed the gap. I said that the last two times, and he's been done since 2:30.
Please pipe down. Please.
I'm sorry. Yeah. But Corey Connors is making a move. He's still sitting there in third place. I tell you, Scottie Scheffler lost the stroke. Little surprise. Back-to-back bogeys at 10 and 11. But he does come back to get a birdie. Gets in the 5-under. And then we just saw he went in the drink.
Yeah, but he saved par on that hole. Like,
oh, that's what the number one golfer in the world does for you. Yeah. And that's why he still sits at 5-under.
Yeah.
Well, again, nothing much has changed at the top of the leaderboard. So you know what we're looking at right now, fellas? The cut line. That's, and Spike, in case you don't know what the cut line is.
I have no, oh, yes, I do. I would guess.
Okay, so there's a number that these guys had to be at. Plus two is the cut line today. And so all the golfers that have a higher score than plus two,
they're out of there.
They're out of there for the weekend.
They didn't make the cut.
Yes.
Yes.
Sounds like a sport to me.
Couple of notable names that are hanging in there right now. Fan favorite Fred Couples, sitting at plus three, one hole to go. Don't think he'll make it.
Ike, I got to be honest.
What do you think?
Most beautiful swing in golf.
Oh, Freddie Couples.
Yeah.
When you talk about somebody who's aging like fine wine.
Yeah.
What a silver fox that guy is.
Yeah, I want to be Fred Couples.
Man, especially when I grow up. Couple guys at the bottom of this cut line, Keegan Bradley. Who else we got down here?
Well, I think Phil's going to make the cut.
Phil's going to make the cut. Yes, he is. Tom Kim right now sitting at plus one, close to that cut line. Needs to do a good job closing up here. I tell you, it's going to be some guys that missed the cut this week that I thought would have played better. But that's Augusta.
You guys,
your best game, you're going home.
Yeah. You guys should do a golf podcast only in this voice.
Yes.
The entire thing.
And bye-bye to the big baby, Colin Morikawa.
Oh, did he not make the cut?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to make the cut.
I don't even know who he is.
Yeah, well, Giglio, he's always Giglio's pick for the majors.
I love him, too.
And Ike always likes him as well. But he's picking a fight with the media. And as a member of the media, I have to get my backbone up.
You're out.
Well, Fritzy, I hate to tell you.
He's going to make the cut.
He's going to make the cut.
Well, Schrodinger's cat says maybe.
He hasn't made or made the cut unless you open the box.
Is that Ricky Schroeder's cat? What do we say there?
He's Dennis Schroeder's cat.
He's both made and made the cut unless you open the box.
Yes.
Love it.
Dude, Fred Couples does have a gorgeous swing, though, if we're being honest.
He's still around?
Yeah. Yeah. He's on your screen right there. Look at that shot.
There
that
you go.
I got news for you, Jackie Baseball.
Yes, yes.
Morikawa sitting at minus two right now.
Well, big old swing and a miss by me. That's why you do the updates. I got a little excited.
I was wondering why I couldn't find him down there. Yeah, he's way up here.
Yeah, that's why you do
sitting
that.
Sitting in 16th place right now.
That's why they pay you the big bucks, and that's why I'm a lowly idiot producer.
That's why you think all TVs are no more than $1,000.
Again, to bring this up before the show, you guys acted like it was an insane thing. Because when I was growing up, my parents used to spend like thousands on these like TVs.
You grew up 20, 30 years ago.
But when the first flat screen came out, they were like $2,000. And then now you can get a flat screen for like $500.
Yeah, I think Jack's point is you can get big TVs much cheaper than you could before.
Yes.
But if you're going to go top of the line like a big dog. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like Spike over here.
Oh, there
it
is.
Well, I know you've had an 83-inch TV your entire life.
There it is.
You're the first color TV, I'm sure, on your block.
First time I get a big, awesome TV for myself, I'm getting ridiculed for it. At least Ike supported me.
That's going in the living room?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
But again,
that was like, do we really need one that big? And I was like, hey, baby.
Don't complain.
She kept pushing back, and she was like, you know what? You seem really excited about this. I'm just going to let you have it. And I was like, hell yeah. The Twitter question, final check-in. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. You know, we never checked in on this poll, Ike, and I wonder what you think the percentages are going to be. Do you want the Eagles to trade into the top 20 of this draft or stand pat? So trade into the top 20 or stand pat. What do you think the poll is?
Trade into the top 20.
And what do you think the number's at?
I'd say it's at 75%.
It is exactly at 50-50.
Oh, really? 50-50?
And what I think has happened, I think people are – now, I agree that they should stand pat, but I think people are maybe – have a little bit of an unrealistic expectation of what our hit rate is going to be later in the draft because we had such a good draft last year, you know, Hunt producing. Mm-hmm. He was fifth round, right?
Yep.
Third round.
No. Oh, was then who was?
Oh, Jalen Hunt was a third round pick. Yes.
Okay. Well, then was
Trotter was our fifth round pick.
It went. It
where
went,
was Will Shipley? Was he four?
Fourth. Yes. Okay.
And Aeneas Smith was
six. I mean, like Johnny Wilson was in the sixth.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the Trevor Keegan, and they drafted the center from NC State.
That I got to be honest right. with you. Elliot with the Johnny Wilson take.
That he's definitely on the team?
Yeah, I don't know that.
They love all the writers love Johnny Wilson.
And Richie. Remember Richie? Yeah.
Richie loved Johnny Wilson. Too.
I understand. He's a big body.
They all love Keely Ringo and Johnny Wilson.
But what did Johnny Wilson do?
He can't catch.
Yeah, he can't catch.
He's too tall.
And I've never seen a guy who plays as little as Johnny Wilson played.
At that size.
And have so many offensive pass interferences.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had several of them. I'm like, dude, you barely even play. Like, and he pushes off just about to catch the ball every time.
Yeah. A guy that's big, mm-hmm. if he was good, usually doesn't last.
Would not have gone in the sixth round, yes.
Yes. But he can't
Although Marcus Colston was pretty damn good.
He was, but Hofstra. I mean, Johnny Wilson went to FSU.
Florida State, you're right.
So...
it's good Marcus Colston knowledge.
And I still see Marcus Colston.
So Steve Palazzo...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who works for Pro Football Focus, was he on Breakfast Ball? Is that
no,
what he was on?
No, he was on with Filippone.
Oh, was on
our
Filippone.
Other pal was on
I'm
Breakfast Ball.
I'm thinking about,
Ball.
What's his name?
Danny Parkins.
Parkins, yeah. Yep. Well, they were buddies.
They were the Syracuse 3.
Parkins and Filippone. So,
this is just an inside joke.
Anyway.
Yeah,
so, completely yeah. inside.
Yeah. All right. So Steve Palazzo was on with Andrew Filippone on our Pittsburgh radio station. He does Afternoon Drive in Pittsburgh. Pony's a good little host over there in Pittsburgh.
I think he said little, too.
Yeah, I didn't mean little. A good host. And they were talking about the availability, potentially, of T.J. Watt, which is a big deal, obviously, in Pittsburgh. And here's what Palazzo said about what he might cost in terms of a trade.
I'd have to see what the exact dead money looks like in the new deal. So a lot of times the team trading, so you're taking on the contract. You're taking on the assumption that he's going to want to get paid there. So it's a big it's a big ask of the receiving team here, right?
Yeah,
so
you trade for him and you'd sign him to an extension like the Steelers did with Metcalf.
Right, exactly. So before the trade, it's actually not bad. Like when Matthew Stafford was traded to the Lions, it ended up being an awesome deal for the Lions. I'm sorry, when Goff was traded to the Lions, his signing bonus was already paid for. So he goes from like a whatever it was, $40 million quarterback to like 25. And all of a sudden he becomes a deal. But with Watt, it's the new contract. So you're talking like a third. I mean, we went through this with Myles Garrett. It's like 2 ones for Myles Garrett. Well, no, you got to pay him 40. So no one's going to give up 2 ones to go, you know, pay a guy that much money.
That's true.
A third round pick. I mean, the question was something like T.J. Watt is, can they afford it?
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking about that yesterday. We have no idea.
I think they can.
And you would pay, are you paying T.J. Watt $30 million a year at
yes.
this point? Right? I mean, that's what you have to, right? Yep. If that's what Crosby's getting and that's what Garrett's getting.
Go ahead, John.
Would you be willing, because, and again, this I'm just thinking our way through how this they're going to make this math work. Like, would you theoretically move on from one of the receivers to get T.J. Watt, not in the trade, mm-hmm. but like it's a third-round pick for T.J. Watt and the contract, then you have T.J. Watt and Jalen Carter, but you have to get off one of the receivers to make it happen because that contract would free up the money to do it.
No, I wouldn't do it. I think Howie, in a year, could find a way to restructure some deals if he needs to restructure some deals. He does it with Lane Johnson every year. What I would do is, because what the Eagles are going to run into a problem, and it's a good problem to have, but they're going to run into it. When you have so many good players, you can't pay everybody. They're going to run into that on defense next.
Right.
Right? You can't give all these guys $25, $30 million extensions.
Well, you're going to have Nolan Smith, you have Quinyon Mitchell, you have Cooper DeGene, you're going to pay all of them.
And you didn't even mention Jalen Carter.
Jalen Carter.
So,
well, yeah, he was the understood Jalen
yes.
Carter. Yep.
So I say that to say you can get a guy like TJ and you can supplement him by moving some of the younger players out, right? Because as of right now, he's a way better player. I like Nolan Smith. He's earned a lot of respect with the way he finished up the season and how he played the second half of the season, but he's not T.J. Watt. And this defense, because of where they're lacking at in other areas, the more blue-chip players you have, it helps out all those other players. So this is a blue-chip guy you're bringing in that's going to make the secondary better. It's going to make your linebackers better. And I'd be willing to move on from some of the younger guys who I may be tempted to overpay just because we have them and we drafted them.
Or you might end up letting them go because you don't think they're worth the deal that you're going to end up paying them,
yes.
like Milton Williams.
Yes, like,
you know,
exactly like a Milton Williams.
You think he's
yes.
a good player, but you ain't going to pay him that.
Right.
Right. So the only question I have The only question in the world I have about A.J. Brown is the knee thing is every year. And it, you wonder at some point, he's getting into his late 20s, you wonder at some point, does the knee thing become bigger than it has been? He's been able to battle through it.
Yeah.
But it's been a thing, you know. Yeah.
The good thing is he's never needed surgery.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he's never needed surgery.
And not so. In college. Did he have knee surgery in college? I feel like he might have.
Maybe. I was just speaking about the injuries with here. The Eagles.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
So he hasn't had anything that's been severe. It's been little knee tweaks or what have you. Keeps him out a game or two, and then he's back out there. I totally understand that aspect of it moving forward. All I'm saying is when I look at the offense with Saquon poised to probably take a step back.
Right, when you
have 2,500 yards rushing on an entire season, step back for him could be 1,800 yards rushing this year instead.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Which is still pretty damn good, but it's still another year of wear and tear on Saquon. I need, and we may be moving on from Dallas Goedert, I need to keep as much superior talent I can on offense to make my quarterback's job a lot easier. I'm not in the business of making my quarterback's job harder. As great as Joe Burrow is in Cincinnati, you know what the cheap-ass Mike Brown and the Brown family realized they had to do?
Pay two wide receivers. Yeah.
They didn't say, well, Joe Burrow is arguably the best quarterback in the league. You shouldn't need T. Higgins to win, right?
Right.
So that's the way I look at it with Jalen. I'm like, I'm not viewing it as my quarterback isn't good enough to do it on his own. All I'm saying is, why would I ask him to do that? Why would I want him to do that if I don't need to? So I'm keeping my offensive guys, those two.
Well, certainly this year, too.
I give up the first-round pick and Nolan Smith for TJ.
But you give up the first.
Yeah, I give up the first-round pick, 32nd pick. It's a second-round pick.
Right, right. You know what's funny? If you have the first pick of the second round, you go, it's basically a first-round pick.
That's what we tell ourselves.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. So Justin in Tennessee. You're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today,
What's
man?
Up, feller?
What's just on?
Oh, man, it's Friday. I'm just sitting here living the dream, boys. Going back to this draft stuff, everybody keeps saying Walter Nolan. I think because the class is so deep at defensive tackle, man, I wouldn't be shocked at all if they went secondary or edge rusher with that first overall pick, unless they trade it. Because, right. Like, this T.J. Watt stuff's very interesting that y'all are talking about.
Yeah, and at that position and rushing the passer, why can't T.J. Watt, if he stays healthy, and he's done that for the most part of his career, exception of 1 year, he missed five or six games.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he be able to play for the next 4 years?
Exactly. I mean, guys are playing well into their mid-30s now.
Yeah.
A high level, it seems like. And I think yesterday you read off, like, the games he's played for the last, what was it, 5-6 years, and he's only missed one, two games tops.
Yep.
Played all 17 last year. The year he almost broke the sack record, didn't he miss two games that year?
Yep.
And he had 22 sacks that year. So, like I said, it's such a deep class at defensive tackle this year. I mean, like, there's guys that you could get in the third round, and who knows what they believe in Moro Ojomo. I know, who was it said he had six sacks last year?
It's Chris from Middletown. Is it Middletown or Middleton?
Middletown.
Yeah, Middletown.
Yeah, okay. We know it wasn't six sacks, but he did flash at times. And we all know Jordan Davis is going to play on first and second down for the most part, and then that's where Milton Williams would come in and get his run, you know, on the passing downs for the most part. But Jordan Davis did play well in the postseason. Now, something else I want to get to. Spike was talking about, what would you say, Ricky Schroeder's cat?
Schrodinger's cat.
That sounds
Schrodinger's
right.
cat. Can you
right.
explain what it is, Justin, better than Spike did?
Yeah, same thing. So could we call it be like the camera's chicken? So if he goes into a restaurant, like, do they have fried chicken whether or not he goes into that restaurant?
And does it have four wings or two wings, depending on how if you look at it or not?
That might be the worst thing right there, the four wings.
Oh, yeah.
So we can call it the camera's fried. I don't know where he gets these thoughts at, man. Every restaurant you go to, I don't care where it is, they've at least got chicken tenders, and chicken tenders is fried.
Yep. Right, that's fried chicken.
Yep.
Yeah, I went to two Italian restaurants up there on my last two visits.
Italian?
Italian. They had that gum chicken parm. And chicken parm's fried. It's got a crust and a breading on it. It may not be like Southern fried chicken, but it's fried. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where he gets this stuff at. I really don't.
It's that sitting in the bathtub thing he does, man. Yeah. That's what it is, man.
We're talking about a guy that takes an Uber to go to McDonald's.
No, he right. has it delivered, don't he?
No, well, he went to McDonald's in an Uber.
Oh, okay, yeah. There you go. And he wants to get in shape, but he's eating two Big Macs at 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
And real
right.
quick, something for this Eagles Autism Foundation. I heard y'all the other day. You had the lady on there getting ready for the
Ryan Hammonds. 5K. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, getting ready for the 5K. How about Jack and Joe do something for that? That big kind of part, because Jack ran it last year, right?
He did.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, yeah.
I don't know if the camera can run a 5K.
Yeah,
I don't think he can walk a 5K.
He yeah, might, there's no
he,
way
he maybe
can
Maybe he could get a stroller and John Ritchie could push him.
Yeah.
You know? Something like that. And if tennis is too much, maybe they could go pickleball. You know, I don't know, but, I mean, pickleball could be a little easier on both of them.
Oh, man, me and Joe won pickleball in AP Gym in high school.
Yeah, we were talking about we got to go try out pickleball, the three of us at some point.
With your hip?
Yeah, I can play pickleball.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, that could be something. Y'all could do that like for Eagles Autism Foundation thing. Like whoever wins, like the auction, gets to play pickleball with you three.
Then we're going to do it for the Spike's Basement Remediation Foundation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you need to hit me up on your DMs, and I'll show you how I got my man cave done with all the movies and stuff. But anyway, my rainy day movie, guys, Undefeated, hands down. Stand By Me. Love
oh,
it.
That's a oh, great that's a one. Yes, that sir. Is a great one, Justin.
That's all the little
appreciate
kids, right?
Yeah.
What's that?
So
yeah, have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Yeah, Stand By Me.
So, it was a Stephen King short story.
Yeah.
That was a Stephen King book?
Yeah, but not a full book. It was a short story called The Body. That he wrote under a different name. It wasn't even I forget what his like pseudonym was, but he didn't even write it under Stephen King, and they turned a movie.
Yep,
great.
River Phoenix.
Yep.
Who was the
Will Wheaton?
Yeah, Will Wheaton. What's the other kid? What's Teddy Duchamp's?
Kiefer Sutherland is in it.
Kiefer Sutherland.
John Cryer.
Yeah.
And
Corey something. Corey.
Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman and Jerry
the truck horn guy.
No. No, Jerry.
He was the chubby.
The fat kid.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
What was his last name?
Jerry something. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. Text line.
Spike today. Saying that because I don't play golf, my opinion doesn't matter is ridiculous. Spike on Tuesday to Corey in Columbus. You're a Lakers fan, so your opinion doesn't matter. Alex in Lancaster.
Not the same thing.
It is exactly the same.
It's not the same thing. Why are we bringing up Tuesday's calls? Me and Corey are past that. Stop trying to dredge up old stuff. What's next?
Spike casually name-dropping a celebrity that used to come to his apartment in college? He really is his father's son. Mark in Montco.
No way! I don't like the text line coming to me.
Yeah, well, you don't name-drop as much as your dad.
Donovan McNabb is not name-dropping.
Well, saying he came to your
name dropping.
Well, first off, you called him five.
Yep,
which was threw everyone off.
Wait a minute. I helped get Donovan on the show because
4 years ago.
Yeah, me.
Well, hold on. He came on the show because of me.
Because of you, but
it was my
made
idea.
The call. It was not your idea.
It was my idea.
I don't think it was your
idea. 4 years ago was my idea.
Nah.
Ike obviously has a relationship. I think it's
and
a big
you,
reason.
You closed the deal.
And you
for
closed
us.
The deal.
All right. So why are you trying to take away my part of it?
All I'm saying is that you name dropped that he came to your apartment in college, which there's no way is true.
It 100% is true.
Why would he come to your
because
apartment?
Because he went to, we worked for the college radio station, and there's one part of this I'm not going to say out loud. We worked for the college radio station. We used to do these club nights all the time, and there was one guy that went to school there that was a little too old, and let's just say all of the players from both of the teams ended up doing appearances at those club nights, and that is how we knew Don.
Okay.
Maybe next year we'll bring that up on the second hit of the
I'm
season.
I'm not bringing it up.
All right.
All right. What's next?
All right.
Good player pick by OK Andrew, although I liked it better the first time when Elliot picked the exact same player on the morning show today. Frank in Ardmore.
Oh.
Did not know that.
We don't do plagiarism on this show, OK.
And I was about to give OK Andrew a little credit for the Bryson Stott leadoff thing that you kept making fun of him for, but now that we know he's stealing his picks.
Oh, wow.
Whatever.
I let it go.
It's just... never mind.
All right, what's next?
Spike. So because I don't play golf means I can't have an opinion? Ridiculous. Spike, less than 2 hours later. You are not allowed to debate Moneyball with me because you didn't read the book.
It's not
Tim,
the same thing.
I don't know.
That's a good point.
How can you tell if Moneyball is a good book without reading
That's not what the argument was about. I was talking about sabermetrics and what
Moneyball... But the book's not about sabermetrics.
It's about what Moneyball is.
It's about people. What's next?
Val, was this in the book? Was this in the book? Was this in the book? Movie bully Spike's worst nightmare at the Moneyball premiere.
Fiery segments.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fiery right. segments. What's that?
I can't hear out of... Shoot.
That's right.
Keep it rolling, Buzz.
Why? All right. You guys.
Wow, I thought I was going to have to pay twice as much. Chuck surprised at a 50% off sale.
Percentages with Chuck, another podcast, an Odyssey original. You're not doing Fritz at 6 tonight.
No. I don't work on Fridays.
But the Phillies are on tonight. 8:15 first pitch.
8:15 first pitch. Knowles versus Andre Pallante.
In St. Louis. Thank you so much for listening this week. We will be back with you Monday. Thanks so much. Now, Ike, it's weekend. And, you know, when you don't have to get up for work, a little more time for loving.
Yeah.
A little more time for loving.
Some of us love it when we get up in the morning.
Well, some of us.
Maybe a little more time for loving in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's usually never a problem in the
morning. You're not the only one that's up in the morning.
That's right.
There
Blue Chew, baby. You want, whether it's at night, on the weekend, whether it's a little bit of morning love, you want to be able to perform at top level. And Blue Chew helps you do it. And the fact that it's a chewable helps you in the morning, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes you wake up, look over, make that wink. You don't have a glass of water by your bed.
No.
You can't swallow a pill. You pop a Blue Chew, though. No problem
sure,
at all.
You wake up in the middle of the night?
No, wake up in the morning.
Oh, okay.
You wake up in the middle of the night even, too?
Whatever. Whenever you need it, it's there for you.
Yeah, it's old, there for you.
Some call it old reliable.
Keep it on the nightstand.
Yeah, keep it on the nightstand. Keep it in your wallet. Keep it in the car. Anytime you need it, it's there. It's a chewable. It's the same active ingredients as Viagra and Levitra and Staxin and Cialis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's made right here in the U.S. of A., so it's cheaper.
No tariffs.
They send it right to you. Because it's all online, you go with their medical professionals online. They figure out what the right mix is for you. No doctor's appointments. We don't
need
like
that
those.
Stuff.
They
need
that stuff.
No pharmacy waiting in line. None of that.
Out of
it
here.
Just gets shipped directly to you. Now, the WIP Afternoon Show, we care about you.
Yep.
And we want you to try it because we know it's going to make your life better. So we've decided collectively to pay for your first month. Your first month is going to be free. Just give it a try. Go to bluechew.com. Use code 94. You're only going to pay for the shipping. And then, my friend, you will be able to...
Chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.